It is smart.
Listen, the hotel's so
pretty. Oh, we are.
That's amazing. But anyways, that's the day I was headed to Super Knowledge Journal.
Didn't work.
Hit it till three.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You look presentable, Assistant Chief.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
He's in jeans.
Oh, they're hidden.
And I'm going to change again here in
he's
about
behind
30
the,
minutes.
He's behind the broadcloth.
Good afternoon. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is October 2nd, 2023. The time is 3 p.m. and we are on day 24 of our agenda. Congresswoman Lemon, will you please say our afternoon prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Be happy to. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today as humble servants. We thank you for the beautiful weather. If we could ask for a blessing, if we could ask for a drink, we would all appreciate that greatly for our land. We ask that you be with us today as we finish up and that you help to continue to guide us in decision makings that we have later on. We ask that you look out after our elders, anyone who is sick or in mourning, and we ask that you wrap your arms around all of those people that are in need. We ask this in your son's name. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next, we have approval of the journal. And given the last legislative day, I'll take a motion from anyone but Congresswoman Shaw. Just kidding. Congresswoman Rivard.
The journal says August 2nd.
Mm-hmm. I am attaching the correct one. Right?
Okay.
I noticed that too. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. I just sent the update. To our emails, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you.
Check your emails.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. I will make a motion to approve the Legislative Journal dated September 28, 2023 is presented.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
Abstain.
It passes. One abstention.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are now on motions and notices. Hearing none. This session, 33 bills were filed, and out of those 33, 24 were passed. We passed two additional bills that had been postponed from previous sessions. Over $40 million in non-tribal funds were appropriated. $69 million in tribal revenue was appropriated from the general fund, including $11.4 million to the health benefit fund, $8.5 million to the higher education scholarship fund, and over $1 million for financial assistance. Congress increased support for Osage students attending VOTEC, committing $1 million to the Career Tech Assistance Program in fiscal year 24. An additional $3.2 million was appropriated for construction of a funeral home. The project is now fully funded, and construction of a 5,800-square-foot facility will be moving forward. $2 million was designated to support Osage restricted landowners and the maintenance of their properties to preserve Osage ownership of these lands. Congress also approved funding for purchase of an ambulance for Scheidler and a donation to CASA was made. At the close of session, $7,846,344 in tribal funds remain available for appropriation. From the retained revenue fund, $10 million was appropriated this session, with $1 million going to the permanent fund, $860,000 for the renovation of Lost Creek Ranch, $6 million for construction of a legislative building, and $2.2 million for the development of the Wajaji National Cemetery. There remains $1,061,221 available for appropriation in the retained revenue fund. Nearly $15 million in restricted revenue was appropriated to CC Yapica and to the nation's food sovereignty and senior housing initiatives. $12.4 million in IDC recoveries and $887,000 in space cost recoveries were authorized to be spent. Eight resolutions were filed and seven passed. In closing, there were 16 board appointees considered this session, and of those, 15 were confirmed. Even though we have been in session for the past 24 days, we still did not receive names for confirmation consideration for one seat on the Gaming Commission Board, two seats on the Gaming Enterprise Board, and three seats on the Osage LLC Board. This is concerning to this Congress, given that gaming is our only source of revenue. We will remind voters that in June of 24, they will have a question on the ballot that will remedy this from occurring anymore. And the entire 8th Osage Nation Congress encourages the voters to vote yes. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn session.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn the session. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Thank you. Thank you for all the work that you did, and thank you to our staff. We're adjourned.
Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you.